Moirai v'Rabbeisai. This is our second class on the Maimed v'Shafti v'Sholom Tovshin Lamed Ches, which we started last time. The Maimed is, I don't know how many pages long, it's, I suppose, 23 pages long, 24, 23 pages long. It's a very, very long Maimed. In the last class we learned no text at all. I simply presented you with the point of the Maimir. And I hope I presented it correctly. And I hope I didn't get too far away from the point with Hezbedim and Oisies, Yeseris. But of course, the point of this entire Maimir is the idea of Chiddush. That the Eibishter created the world for Tzadikim. And when Tzadikim fulfilled their purpose, there is no real Chiddush. The Iker Chiddush is in the Avodah of a Baal Tshuva. That's more than Avodah Tzadikim. And I guess I might as well cheat and tell you the words Vishafti Bishalom Beis Avi. V'hoi Avai Alila Lekim. V'ho'evan Ezeth Ashasamti Matzev Yebeis Alekim. This is all the Inyan HaTshuva. And the words before, where it says V'nosan li lechem lechel ubeged lilbish, this is the Avodah of Tzadikim. That's how this Maimir is going to be designed and structured. That's going to be the path, the trajectory of the Maimir. And the Ikir Chiddush of the reason that Neshama comes into this world is for the Chiddush of Tshuva. And in Tshuva itself there are various aspects. First of all, there's the Tshuva in the person and the Tshuva in the world, how you elevate yourself and you elevate the world. Second of all, in the tshuva, in the world, there is the elevation of the worldly matter that's connected to Torah and mitzvahs, and there's the elevation of worldly matter in what's called kol masecha yil l'shem shamayim and b'chol drachecha de'ehu. And I guess you could almost say that the Rebbe is going to divide it into three categories. The first category is not chiddush, just being mashlim the kavana the way it is gestalt in ishtalshalos. The second madreg is going to be chiddush. And the third madreig, as I told you last time, which is going to be on page Pei, is what the Rebbe calls Chiddush Amiti. So we're going to start Perek Yud Dalet. We're going to start on page Ayin Hei, which is the heart of the Maimed. At least in my opinion, my humble opinion, that's the heart of the Maimed. But let me a little bit set up the context, okay? The Maimed goes on the Kriyas HaTeira, the Parsha of Rishain, of Parsha Vayetze, where V'Yankov Avinu leaves home and he goes to Choron and he spends 20 years trying to deal with Lavan. Then I mention him the next week in Vayishlach. He spends one day accomplishing with Esav. What took him 20 years? What took him 20 years to accomplish by Lavan? It took him one day to accomplish by Esav, because Lavan is Agan Tzadik. Lavan means white. Lavan Arami, the white deceiver. And Esav is Esav HaRasha, so 20 years with Lavan and one year with day with Esav affected the same elevation, the same Birur. And of course, Chassidus points out that V'yetze Yankev mebe'er shava v'yelech harona. Yankev Avinu goes away from Eretz Yisrael, and he goes away from his father, goes away from the place of holiness, to a place which is called Charein Av Shalmokim Be'elam, to a place which is most spiritually undesirable. And Dafke there reproduces the Yud Beis Shiftei Kah, the 12 Shvatim, where the Chazal say that Mitase Shleima, all of them were tzaddikim, his bed is perfect and whole. Dafke in Chutz Laaretz, Avraham Avinu lived in Eretz Yisrael, had a Yishmol. Yitzchak was an Eila Tmima, had an Esav. And Yankav Avinu, who spends his life and his tzaddis in Chutz Laaretz, is Mitase Shleima. And that's the irony of the Vayetze Yankim Mebe'er Shava Vayelech Harana. Yankav Avinu goes away from a holy place to an unholy place, and he engages with that unholy place, and by engaging in that unholy place, he doesn't only survive it, he grows from it. And not only does he survive from it, and he grows from it, but the place is elevated as a result of that endeavor, okay? So the first pasuk, Vayetze Yankev, describes the departure. And the second pasuk is, Vayifka v'mokim v'yolin sham. He came to the place where the Shechina is, with the Beis Hamikdash, and he went to sleep. And then it says, "Vayikach me'avnei amokim v'yosem er hashesa." He took the stones, which means the daimim, the lifelessness of this place, and he puts it higher than his head. Vayishkav, and then he wakes up in the morning, and the many stones become one stone, and so on. So the Maimon is going to explain that the Vayikach Me'avnei Amokim, and the many stones becoming one stone, this is the process of elevating the world by going down into the Golos. And again, you have the various aspects. You elevate yourself and you elevate your environment. You elevate your environment on a level of Teira and Mitzvahs and Birurim. And then you elevate the environment on a level of B'chol Masecha. B'chol Drachecha, B'chol Masecha, Kol Masecha, Yu L'Shem Shemayim, and B'chol Drachecha Deyu. And the end is the Aliyah. And the Aliyah consists of two levels. The lower level of the Aliyah is Lechem Lechel Beged Lilbish, which is Teira and Mitzvahs. And the higher level of the Aliyah is Vishafti Vishalom Avi. And then you have Avaya Havaya Li Lei Likim. In the person, Li becomes a Likim. And in the world, you have the infant base a Likim. This is more or less the design of the Maimer. That's how the Maimer is structured. And so we're going to learn it. In Mitzvah Hashem, after this Shir, we're going to be doing Vayetze Yankiv. And after Vayetze Yankiv, we're going to do Vayikach Me'avnei Amokim, which is quite involved. And after we do Vayikach Me'avnei Amokim, then we're going to do Vishafti B'Sholem, with the V'nasan Li Lechem, Lechem, Lechel, the Begad Lilbish, and then the Vishafti B'Sholem. That's more or less how I'm planning to teach the Maimon, with Hashem's help, and hopefully I won't mislead, even though I'm reading it in a different order than it's prepared. But tonight we read inside what I told you last night. That this journey of a Yetzer Yankiv Ve'Eshav Yelacharon, the Neshama goes out of Gan Eden, from the highest levels of Gan Eden, and it comes to the lowest world. And Vayikach Me'avnei Amokim, you have to elevate the sparks, you take the stones, the doimim of that place, and elevate it to bring it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, etc., etc., etc. This entire exercise is what's called Yerid Teirech Aliyah. And the Yidzei Derech Aliyah happens in the world, and it happens in the person, and it happens through Teiru Mitzvahs, and it happens through Tshuva, and it happens through Kol Masecha Yil L'Shem Shamayim, and B'chol Derechecha De'eyu. So this is where we're going to pick it up. Okay, we're going to be learning this idea, what I told you yesterday, in the previous year, of B'mi Nimlach B'nish Meseim Shel Tzadikim, the Eibish that creates the world, his basic plan, the Hamlocha, the design of creation, based on how the Eibishter created the world, is for Avedis HaTzadikim. And then there's Anayis, Ashtikel Anayis, Achidish, which is above and beyond the Bemin Nimlech, Menesh Meseim, Shel Tzadikim, with the Avedis HaTshuva. And that's what we're going to be learning tonight, Emir Tzahashem, and all of its steps. Hopefully we'll get through them all, from a simple level to a deeper level, from a higher level to a lower level, from a pure level to a more worldly level, until you elevate the lowest in Yonah. So we begin Ubiyir Ha'inyan, in order to explain the Iker Aveda, the primary idea. Shabeshvila Yardan Hashem Olamata, why the Hashem came into this world, which is called Vayetze Yankim Meber Shava, is Vayikach Me'yavnei Hamok, to take the Deimim of the place where the Neshama comes to and elevate this as well, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Amir Hashem. We're going to be dedicating a whole Shir, or more than one, to the Vayetze Yankim Beber Shav, and then we're going to be dedicating probably more than one shir to the Vayikach Me'avnei Amokim. But now we're not going to talk about the process. We're going to talk about the Nekuda of Tshuva, of Chiddush. Be'emek says, as the Rebbe Yuvim Be'egman, I want to preface first, Sha'yisrein Ba'avoida, that what I said earlier in the Maimon, that there is something advantageous, something additional, in the work of Kol Masecha L'Shem Shamayim Abachol Drachecha De'ehu, and that everything that you should do should be for the sake of heaven. And in all of your ways, you should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rebbe already told us before that there is an advantage in avoidus, in living our lives as Jews in parochial ways and worldly ways, where you have Kol Masecha and Kol Drachecha, your business, your vocation, your entertainment, and you bring into them a L'Shem Shamayim, and you bring into them a De'ayu. And I'm sure you know the word that Kol Masecha L'Shem Shamayim is a Maimon Chazal. And B'chol Drachecha De'ayu is a Pasuk. And as a rule, you should first bring a Pasuk, and then you should bring a Maimon Chazal. And yet here the Seder is first Kol Masecha L'Shem Shamayim, and then B'chol Drachecha De'ayu. And if I'm not wrong, that's the Seder in Hilchis Deis of the Rambam. I think it's in Perek Shlishi of Hilchis Deis. The Rambam brings both of these ideas, but first he brings Kol Masecha L'Shem Shamayim, and then he brings B'chol Drachecha De'ehu. And the reason is, because L'Shem Shamayim is lower than De'ehu. He brings it before, even though it's a Maimer HaMishneh. And b'chol d'ochecha de'ei was a pasuk, because when you do something l'shem shamayim, you're doing it for yourself. And you're thinking that it's also l'shem shamayim. Mashen kein do'eil means you find the eibishter in every single activity that you do, in your involvement, in kol ma'asecha, and in kol d'rachecha, you find the l'shem shamayim and you find the de'eil. In other words, you're doing parochial things for parochial reasons, worldly things for worldly reasons. And yet, not only is there l'shem shamayim, but there's also de'eil. And the Rebbe says there's an advantage in this, al ha'avoida, which is above and beyond the work, of limud ha'Torah v'kiyum ha'mitzvos, learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. And the Rebbe says, I want to analyze this more by observing the following, that it's laid out b'negei la'pa'ula b'oila. First of all, there is a greater achievement in the way we affect and elevate the world when the kol ma'asecha, all of your actions, and kol drachecha, all of your ways, are l'shem shamayim and de'eyu, for the sake of Hashem, and you find Hashem's knowledge in them as it relates to the world. But, moreover, that in addition, whatever you do, which for the sake of heaven, and as well as the idea, the higher level of the Eir to come to know HaKadosh Baruch Mizbara Gamatacht and the Eilav, you bring clarity to the lowest levels of the world, Kanal Siftes, and we'll get back to it later on. When you make a Dira B'Tachtenim, when you do the exercise, which is called Yerida Tzeira Chaliyah, you don't only elevate the world, you elevate yourself. Now, the way this is going to go, the way tonight's class is going to go, IYH, Amitza Hashem, is he's going to start off by talking about how the Yerid Yetzer HaChali happens in the person as well, but he's going to go full circle. By the time we're finished, he's going to argue that it's taka true that when a Yid does tshuva, he elevates himself, but it's even truer that when a Yid does tshuva, he elevates the world, and the primary chiddush is not so much, you know, the tshuva elevates himself, the primary chiddush is how the tshuva elevates his environment. But he starts by going about it the other way, that you don't only elevate the world, you also elevate yourself. V'ha'inyinu, so I want to explain it to you. So again, what's the immediate point? The immediate point that when you come into this world and you struggle, you don't only gain from this struggle to lift up the world, you gain from this struggle to lift up yourself as well. V'ha'inyinu, the pshat is, the Inyadua, it is known, Shirida sa neshama lamata, the neshama's descent into this world is Yerida Tzerech Aliyah, the neshama goes down in order to go up, Da'yidei Yerida Salamata, by the neshama coming down into this world. He mis'alis Yoyse, the neshama has a subsequent ascent, going back up. Yoyse gam mikfisha hoysa, kedem ha'yirida, more than the neshama was before it descended. Now of course the catch here is, when the neshama comes into this world, there is the concern of kol ha'drachim b'cheska sakona, right? You take the risk of the neshama getting lost, right? When you make a trip, especially a trip like this, where you're going away from Gan Eden, and you're coming down to Elam Hazeh, where the Gufar and Nefesh HaBahamis, Meshcha Dechivyan, Yitzahara, Nefesh HaBahamis, and all the rest, come in Fad Blunjin, you can get lost. Nevertheless, we say, Yirid Etzeirech Aliyah. Now let me just articulate something. And I did mention this in the previous class also. And that is that there's an expression which is found in Kisvei HaAriZal, which is, of course, quoted in Chassidus. And you find this in Maimonides, but you even find it in Tanya. And the expression is, HaNeshama Atzma Eina Tzricha Tikkun. The Neshama itself needs no correction, because the Neshama is perfect. That's the quote. HaNeshama Atzma Eina Tzricha Tikkun, the Neshama needs no correction because the Neshama is perfect. Now with this Maimer, you're going to discover that there's something called the Tshuva of the Neshama itself, which is L'cheire, arguably hard to understand in light of that statement, HaNeshama Atzma Eina Tzricha Tikkun. And then comes the word Ela. The Neshama comes on into this world, the Neshama gains nothing, the Neshama is not going to have a Tikkun Ela, nevertheless, why does it do it? And there are two suffixes, there's two ways to finish that statement. The first words are the same, HaNeshama Atzma Eina Tzricha Tikkun Ela, the Neshama needs no correction, but rather, the first suffix is El Aliyah. The Neshama comes on into this world, not to go back from where it came from, but to go to an even higher Madrege than it was before it came into the world. Yerida Tzeirech Aliyah. That's one suffix. And the other suffix is, HaNeshama Atzma, Einu Tzicha Tikkun Ela, La'kel Behem Chayin Nafshe Druche V'Neshmasei, that a person comes into this world to elevate his portion in the world, to elevate the world around himself, which is found in Tanya Perek Lamed Zayin, chapter 37. Of course, the difference between these two suffixes, right? The beginning is HaNeshama Atzma, Einu Tzicha Tikkun. Neshama needs no Tikkun. Ela, the first suffix is Aliyah, that the Neshama should have an Aliyah. This is about the neshama itself. The neshama comes here, but the neshama coming here and engaging with the struggles of this world, it doesn't go back to where it came from, it goes higher. The other idea is that you're not only the neshama coming into this world, that the neshama should go higher, the neshama comes into this world to elevate the world around itself, to elevate the world at large. Now, of course, the difference between these two is the difference between the Tanya until Peidek Lamed Hei and after Peidek Lamed Hei. Because if you're familiar with the Tanya, you know that the Tanya is divided into two priorities. The first priority is the Tanya teaches a Yid how he can come closer to the Yibshta. For the Jew. Right? Lishma, Hainu, Lakasha, Nafshe, Ba'avaya. Serving Hashem, Lishma, is to become attached to HaKadosh Baruch. This is in Tanya. That the whole idea of Avodas Hashem is that we should come closer to our Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's the first idea. Through Yiddishkeit, we come closer to the Mebishn. Which is subjective. It's selfish, right? The Neshama has an Aliyah by coming into this world. And of course, the second idea, which begins the Pedig Lamed Hei and Lamed Vov, and especially Lamed Zayin, is what we call Dira B'Tachtayinim. The Neshama comes into this world, Liyachta Kuchabrich Hoshchinte B'Tachtayinim, to do what Klayachal the Eibishter needs the Neshama to do, which is to make this world into home for our Kaddish Baruch Hu. And there's a real difference between the former and the latter, between the first idea and the second idea. Because the first idea, which is arguably the first 34 prakim in Tanya, Alter Rebbe is teaching a Yid how he comes closer to the Yebishter, or to say it in the language of this phrase, the Aliyah that the Neshama has or could have through the Yerida. Beginning with Lamed Hei, Alter Rebbe talks about the Aliyah that the world is going to have through the Neshama's Yerida Tzedek Aliyah. And the Rebbe is speaking to both of these, to both ideas of Yirida Tzeirech Aliyah. And I'm going to continue reading inside on page Ayin Hei, the paragraph Yud Dalid, seven lines in. Ve'inyin ha'aliyahu. The concept of this Aliyah is Shabal inyin ha'tshuva, that the Neshama becomes to Madrega of Tshuva and Baal Tshuva. And of course, we know what Tshuva means. Tshuva means it was in one place, it went away from that place, and it's returning to that place. That's what Tshuva means. Like Ve'heshivas Akzela Shagazel, something was in a certain place, then it was displaced, was moved someplace else, then it's moved back to the original place, it's called tshuva. But of course in Chassidus we say there was something was in the right place, and it was displaced. Chotu pogam ve'hevides aderech. And you put it back in the same place it was before, has a huge advantage over it was before. Why? Because you can't put it back by going back to the middle of the road. If you stepped off to the road to the left, in order to put it back where it was, you have to go to the other extreme, higher than the line, ledalek shur, to put something back in its rightful place. And you have the yisrein ho'er b'teich ha'cheshech, the advantage that came from the darkness, that the challenge, that the setback brought on, and the additional light, which happens as a consequence. So this idea of yisrein aliyah is tshuva, tshuva in the neshama, and tshuva in the world. The neshama was in Gan Eden, the neshama comes into this world, goes back to Gan Eden. When it goes back to Gan Eden, it's at a much higher level than it was prior to its descent into this world. And the same is true, the elevation of the world at large. It says, the Rebbe v'agam v'chabakashe sheyesh Yisrael b'avedas ha-tzadikim v'avedas ha-balei tshuva. Is it not true that being a tzaddik has distinct advantages over being a baal tshuva? So why are we saying that the Yirid Tzedek Aliyah, both in the person and in the world, is ma'alas ha-tshuva? The neshama goes back to what it was before, that's tshuva. The person elevates the physical world and brings it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's tshuva. Is there not a maile in tzaddikim over balei tshuva? And he brings the Gemara, shalachayna tamidim ha'im kfasim v'leim yizim. That's where the daily offerings of tamid, the constant offerings, were brought from sheep and not from goats. Even though it was halachically allowed to be either from sheep or from goats, because the sheep represents a tzaddik and a goat represents a bal tshuva. Imri yoy, imri means the sheep comes first. And the proof that there's an advantage of the avodah of tzaddikim And what a tzaddik is, over the Veda Baal Tshuva, when the Eibishter created the world, b'mi nimlach, with whom did he consult? He consulted with Nishmeseim Shal Tzaddikim. Hashem discussed it with the Tzaddikim, not with the Baal Tshuva, kvayach. Because Tzaddikim have a mile over Baal Tshuva. And in short, what's the advantage of a tzaddik over a Baal Tshuva? The advantage of a tzaddik over a Baal Tshuva is what we call in Chassidus, Aveda Mesudara. Tzaddikim serve Hashem in an orderly fashion within a certain criteria, within a certain parameter, within a certain box. Tzaddikim are defined by the preciseness and the exactitude and the totality, in other words, the many, many different things that they do that are all in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that fit together in a very orderly and a very harmonious and a very, very beautiful way. You'll learn in my Maimonim, I mentioned it to you in the previous Shiur, that this whole idea of our Maimir, that we're learning the heart of now, Mitzvah Hashem, of B'min Nimlech Mitzvah Hashem Shal Tzadikim, and how the Baal Tshuva is the Malas HaChidish, Ashtikel Anayis, News, Chidish, higher than Tzaddik. So there's quite a few Maimonim of the Rebbe from this Tkufa. There's a Maimon from Tavshin Mem, Margul B'Prom Rav, I believe, which speaks to this topic. Could be there's also Tishrei Maimed from Tavshin Lametes, from Tavshin Lametes, from 1978-79. B'Yemesh Min Atzeres could be a Sukkos Maimed, which has a similar discussion. And one of the things that the Rebbe says in these Maimonim is that the Baal Tshuva has no Seder. And the tzaddik's life is Seder, the tzaddik's life is order. And you cannot speak in a world without a Seder. You have to have Seder. The world, the definition of a world is that you have a diverse collection of components that each needs to have its own place. You know, you have an Ayem Yem, right? There's Ayem Yem, where it says that the Baal Shem Tev was makbid on Seder. It says all the first Birabim. Baal Shem Tev was a Mesuder. The Mezid Shemagid was makbid on Seder. And the Alter Rebbe taught Chassidim Arabi Misudaram. I think that's how it goes. But the Baal Shem Tev had one level of Seder. The Mezid Shemagid had even a greater level of Seder. And the Alter Rebbe had an even greater level of Seder as it related to the Chassidim. Now, why is this interesting and ironic? Because it's a known thing, and I'm not delving into this at length because it's not within the parameters of this discussion in our time frame, that the Alter Rebbe wanted to name the Chassidish movement the Tshuva movement, Balei Tshuva. The Misnagdim gave us the name Chassidim, and when the Alter Rebbe was sitting in jail, he said that everything is Bashgar. They asked him, how come Chassidim took themselves the name Chassidim? And the Alter Rebbe said, we never took a name, the Misnagdim gave it to us, and everything is Bashgar. But the name that the Alter Rebbe would have preferred is Tshuva, Balei Tshuva. And the only reason he didn't use the name to define Chassidim, because that would have meant that non-Chassidim are not in the Madrega of Tshuva, and the Alter Rebbe did not want to make that inference, that insinuation. But Chassidus is about Tshuva. And yet, the Baal Shem Tev was a Mesuder, the Magid was Medaktik Linyan HaSeder. The Alter Rebbe taught his Chassidim also, Linyan HaSeder, you have to have order. Now once you have order, once you have a box, once you have a framework, then you can speak about jumping out of the box, exceeding it. But the first thing is need Seder. And that's what the tzaddik is. The tzaddik's life is a life of holiness that's consistent and orderly. And this is the distinct advantage of a tzaddik over a Baal Tshuva. Baal Tshuvas take extremes. But the Baal Tshuvas Avoyde doesn't necessarily have a Seder, which is why, of course, we find as a reality that it's difficult for the Baal Tshuva to sustain his Tshuva over the long haul because there's no Seder. So the Rebbe says there are distinct advantages in a tzaddik over a Baal Tshuva. And the proof is, as he says, that when the Eibishter created the world, his consultation regarding the creation was with tzaddikim. Nevertheless, a Baal Tshuva has a different maile, different advantage, and that's even higher. So he says, Hini, Hayisrei da Avedas HaTzaddikim, 8 lines from the bottom of page, Ayinhe. What makes tzaddikim better, inasmuch as they are mesudarim, is mitat haras. It's the way Hashem designed the world according to a plan, according to a will. Sheboy shayech inyan ha'amlacha. When the Eibishter wanted to create a world, obviously when the Eibishter wants to create a world, the world exists on the level of his want. And this world, kvayach, which the Eibishter created according to his want, had a reason, had an order, had a logic. And the justification for this will, the justification for creating this world, was the fact that it made sense. Says the Rebbe, Shabei Shayech Inyan Hamlocha, on the level of where the will for creation has an order and reason, it's possible to consult HaKadosh Baruch the Tzaddikim, B'mi Nimlach, because it's all orderly. When Hashem is planning to create a world, He's planning according to a certain design. Tzaddikim conform to that design, so Tzaddikim are consulted about the design and about the world itself. Mashenkin Mitzad, that's Musa Yisbarach, when you talk about the Eibishter himself. Or the Rebbe says in the apprentices, Bechin is Balarots, and he who is above the will. And of course, when you speak about the Eibishter above the will, there is no order, and there is no logic. There is absolute infinity. On this level, the primary purpose is the Yinachuv. In other words, the Eibishter creates a world within a framework. And this framework is the Teira. This framework is the Tzaddik. And then above and beyond that framework, He has the ultimate purpose, which is Inyan HaTshuva. Why do you have to have both? Because if you don't have order, if you don't have the Tzaddik, the Baal Tshuva is juxtaposed against nothing. The Baal Tshuva can't exist in a vacuum, because the Baal Tshuva is not a Seder. The Tzaddik is the Seder. So you have to have the Seder of the Tzaddik, and then the Tshuva of the Baal Tshuva, which exceeds it. And in the language of the Maimed, the Avodah HaTzaddik is connected to Ratzon. And the Avodah, the Baal Tshuva is connected to Baal HaRatzon, which is higher than Ratzon. I'm reminded as I talk to you, I'm teaching this Maimed in Tavshinayin Tess, yeah? In the winter of 2019, Tavshinayin Tess. So, as I'm sure you know, I have many, many classes on my own website, which is called InsideChassidus.org. And I try very hard to find all kinds of ways to put up different kinds of topics and discussions and texts that I learn in different groups of people. And one of the things that I did, starting last year, Yud Bistam was Tavshin Ayin Ches, 2018, was to learn the Sichas of the Rebbe and Ufaratzta. Yud Beis Tammuz Tavshin Chai, Beis Tammuz 1958, the Rebbe introduced the idea of Ufaratzta, first of all in the Maimer, and then in the Sichas after the Maimer. Gathered that Maimer, Yud Beis Tammuz Tavshin Chai, was also a Vayeshev Maimer, and that in Vigach Meyavne Amokim, and Beshafti Besholem, also a similar Maimer to this one. And over there he talks about Ufaratzta. So one of the things that the Rebbe said about Ufaratzta, Ufaratzta means you have to break out of parameters. But he adds, you can't break out of parameters if you don't have parameters in the first place. So if you have a box, you can break out of the box. So the box becomes the basis for the exceeding of the box. And then, of course, the Rebbe goes on to say that there's two levels of the exceeding the box. The lower level would be exceeding the box, but having an indirect relationship to what the box was. And the higher level is that you transcend the box altogether. There's no association with the Gevul at all, but it can only exist if you first had the box to start with. And if you're familiar with the Sikhas, and I learned the whole bunch of those Sikhas, and they're up on my website. If you go to my Teres Menachem section, I have a Sikhas section, they have a subsection, Teres Menachem. I have a folder where I have all the Farats to Sikhas. It was Yud Beis Tammuz, and it was Chafav, and then Rosh Hashanah, and Yud Gimel Tishrei, Yud Tes, and Yud Shvat, Yud Tes, and then a bunch of Sikhas after Pesach, Yud Tes, all the way into the winter of Tavshin Chaf. And I met Hashem, but Hashem said, I learned the Sikhas, and they're up, they're all put up. But one of the ideas that the Rebbe says is that there's Teferes, Shebe Teferes. He talked about the Rebbe Marash. Yud Gimel Tishrei Tov Shin Yutes, 60 years ago this year. That Teferes is going out of the box. And Teferes, Shebe Teferes is going out of the box. But you have to have a box to start with. And that's the Avedis HaTzadik, the Seder. And in Hishtaushot it's called Ratz. The logic and the order and the design of the creation. And then you can exceed that design to the Avedis HaTshuva. So the Rebbe says, "Mashayin kim tzad atzmusa yizbarach." We're talking about Hashem as He exists in relationship with Himself, the way He's above the will for creation. Mechin is Baal HaRatzon, the master of that will. Iker hakavanahu, the primary intention is binyan atshuva dafkes with yin atshuva. And then it brings the Gemara, "Vzel mash omer azal," where the Gemara says that b'makim shabal atshuva emdim, in the place where a Baal Tshuva stands, ein tzadikim gemurim yechelim lamecham. It's impossible for the tzaddik, even one who is perfect, to stand there. And then he says in the brackets, Le'irak she'enam eimdim shamnata, the tzaddik doesn't stand there. Eliyaseidim izu, moreover, she'en yecheilam la'mecham, there's no possibility for him to stand there. Ke'hagir sa'amuvu amuvas ba'adrushim ala posik v'shafti b'sham. As the girsa is brought, and these my modem. You see, there's a Gemara and there's a Rambam. If you look at footnote 129 and then 128, you'll see the Gemara and you'll see the Rambam. The Gemara's expression is, "B'mokim shebal tshuva aimdim ain tzaddik and gemurim aimdim." Where a bal tshuva stands, the tzaddik doesn't stand. The Rambam makes a different girsa, and we don't know what the Rambam's source is, other than to assume that Rambam had a different girsa than the Gemara, but the Rambam had a medish which has not reached us. Oftentimes, when you have a rishonim who make statements, presumably or allegedly from Maimonides Chazal, that we don't have, we don't assume that they made them up, we assume that they had medrashim, which unfortunately did not reach us. And in the Rambam's Sefer of Halachas, Halachas, when he quotes this, Maimonides Chazal, he uses the expression, "B'mokam shebal tshuva aimdim ein tzadikim gemurim yachaylim lamid." In the place where tzadikim about tshuva stand, the tzadik can't possibly stand. So the Gemara's version is the tzadik doesn't stand, and the Rambam's version is that they can't possibly stand. So he explains behind Shemay leshabal tshuva ilamay legam yachayles a tzadik gomor. The possibility, the level of a bal tshuva is higher than the level of a tzadik. And he adds, not only is it higher than the level of the tzaddik, it's higher than the yecheilus of the tzaddik. And look at the next words, shinyana yecheilus olamayla mabachinas keach. Because tzaddikim have a level which is called keach. Keach means a potential. And deeper and higher in the neshama than the level of keach, the level called yecheilus, which is possibility. Now the difference between the word keach and the word yecheilus, and I do not want to explore this bariches, but we did discuss this in earlier classes. I think we did the Maimeh, Bishar, Sha'alom, Meshal, Amarim, Tashachavav, we did this also, or Chafei. And that is that by you say, Yecheles, Eini, B'mitzias, B'ba'la, Yecheles. When someone has the possibility for something, they don't have a specific association with that thing. It's part of their freedom to do everything, is that they're possible to do this as well. It's the word Yecheles. When you say a person has a strength, a potential to do something, this is more specific. Or in Hebrew, in Yecheles, we say, Einei b'metzias b'ba'ala Yecheles. And by Koyach, we say, Yeshnei b'metzias b'ala Yecheles, b'ala Keach. So the Rebbe says, the Baal Tshuva is not higher than the Tzaddik. Baal Tshuva is not higher than what the Tzaddik is. The Baal Tshuva is not even higher than the Koyach of the Tzaddik, which means the potential of the Tzaddik. The Baal Tshuva is even higher than the Yecheles of the Tzaddik, than the possibility of the Tzaddik, than the freedom of the Tzaddik. So not only does the tzaddik stand the Baal Tshuva stand higher where the tzaddik stands, the Baal Tshuva stands higher for the potential of where the Baal Tshuva tzaddik could stand, and even higher than the possibility where the tzaddik could stand. That's what the Rebbe means when he says, "Inyan ayecheles lemalam inyan akeich," and he brings in footnote 31 to my mother for the Friedrich Rebbe about this thought. Lefisha inyan atshuva, because the idea of tshuva magia, batzmusa yizbarach, it reaches and touches the Eibishter himself. Shekol agiloyim, any kind of revealed experience of godly light which is brought forward, which is Shelish Avedis HaTzadikim, which is the basis of the work of Tzadikim, Heim Ein Erech Elov Klaus, are incomparably less than Avedis HaBaal Tshuva. So the Rebbe says, it is an idea of Yid Yitzerech Aliyah. And we already know this idea of Yid Yitzerech Aliyah is in the person and in the world, and that the Aliyah is Mailas HaTshuva, and that the mile of the tshuva, the Baal tshuva over the tzaddik, is that it's even more, not only what the tzaddik is, but with, or the tzaddik's potential, but even more than the tzaddik's possibility, more than the tzaddik's yichilus. Turn to page Ayin Vav. V'api hanal yuvan mashakosu v'shafti b'shalom b'shalom. This is the pshat in the pasuk v'shafti b'shalom. I'm going to say this. We're probably going to go back to these few lines again when we do the maimer in the order of the psuk. But I'm just going to observe the words of Shafti B'Shalom. And I'm telling you what the Rebbe's kasha is, right? The parsha begins, Vayetze Yaakov mebe'er Shava v'yelech Haran. Yaakov left the city of Be'er Shava to Haran. So it should finish, Vishafti B'Shalom el Be'er Shava. He left Be'er Shava, he should go back to Be'er Shava. Why does it say Be'er Shava? And the answer is because he needed to say Rechaliyah. When the Neshama comes back, after the Vayetze Yaakov and the Yikach Me'av Ne'amokim, it doesn't go back to where it was before, it goes much higher. How much higher does it go? Like the difference between Be'er Shava and Beis Ovid. That's what I've been talking about. The Tzadik Lahavan, the question is, Hara'in Yin V'Shafti Ulocheda, the meaning of the word V'Shafti is Sheyach, Salam Magam Shai Batchila, go back to where you were before. As I said earlier in today's class, the Yin V'Shafti is in the word Tshuva to put back. Tzlocheda, you put it back in exactly the same place it was before it departed, says the Rebbe Imkain. Mekiv on Shabbat Yitzi, as Yankov Nemo Yankov departs, it says, Vayetzi Yankov Mebe'er Shava. that he leaves the place which is called Be'er Sheva. Havalele, maybe the Pasuk should continue and say Vishafti B'Shalom El Be'er Sheva. He should go back to the same place which he left. That's the simple geographical point. V'loma Neman El Be'er Sheva. He's not going back to the place which he left, which is called Be'er Sheva, to the house of his father, which is called Be'er Sheva. V'yashleima Re'inyim B'zeh, the teretz is, while you start with Ve'yeti Akim Be'er Sheva, and you finish with Vishafti B'Shalom Be'er Sheva, Ki Mekivan Sha'avedes HaTshuva, Mis'ales HaNeshama, inasmuch as through the work of the Neshama, the work of Tshuva, the Neshama has an Aliyah, Le'bechino Nailis Yesen, to a level which is even higher, from how it was before it descended. Lachain inyan vishafti. The pasuk therefore says that when the neshama returns, it's leila be'er shava, not to the well, which is called sheva, which is hadargesh ala neshama k'maisha hoisa kaidem yiridasa, the level of the neshama where it was prior to its descent, kimel be'esavi, to its father's house, shalamayla be'bechinis be'er shava, which is higher than the madrega of be'er shava. So you leave Be'er Sheva, which is a lower level, and you return to Beis Avi, which is an even higher level. If you footnote 132, the Rebbe brings a word. Then when we come down into this world, there's an Yifa Mashbiya Nase, and the Neshama is empowered. And one of the types of the Be'er Sheva is the Be'era Shal Shvua, which means the empowerment that Neshama gets when it comes into this world. And the Chiddush of Vishafti B'Shalom Beis Avi is that not only it goes back higher to where it was prior to its descent, it goes even higher than the Mashbiya Nase, the keches that you get from the Abisha to return to your Sheder Shabbat. Now, we didn't learn Be'er Sheva, right? But Be'er Sheva earlier in the Maimah, which we learned in Mitzvah Shem when we get to the explaining the Pesukim of the Maimah, so you have it on page Samach Vav, that there's a number, I'm sorry, Samach Dalet. There's a number of ways explaining Be'er Sheva. According to the first, the Sheva goes on Avraham Avinu, Be'er Sheva goes on Bina. Avraham is Chochma. And the second part of the Be'er Sheva, that Sheva goes on Yitzchak, the number 7, that do with the wells, and Be'er goes on Malchus. So the Be'er Sheva of Avraham is higher than the Be'er Sheva of Yitzchak. So Beis Avi means you don't go back to the Madrege of Bina, but you go back to Madrega of Avraham Avinu, which is the Madrega of Chochma. That's the Pasha Taish of this first, of this line, El Beis Avi, which is Maimah Be'er Sheva. But then the Rebbe says, as with Yitzchak as well. V'yesh l'hoisif, and I want to add something additional, says the Rebbe. The inyan zeh, this idea of Vishafti B'Shalma Beis Avi, that the Neshama comes on into this world. Because it's a Yerid Tzeirech Aliyah. And of course, in this particular Maimed, the language of Yerid Tzeirech Aliyah, the language of Tshuva, that you return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamish. And the Yerid Tzeirech Aliyah of the Tshuva, which a person does, is called Vishafti B'Shalom Beis Avi, which is higher than Vishafti B'Shalom El Be'er Sheva, says the Rebbe, Shayer Gam L'Beis Avi Kipshuti. It's also consistent with the simple Taicha Be'er Sheva, not the way I showed you the Zeir in the beginning of the Maimon, that it goes in Avraham Avinu, but it goes Taka and Yitzchak. Shekoya Yitzchak. Shafti B'Shalom El Be'er Sheva. I'm not going to come back to the city of Be'er Sheva, I'm going to come back to my father's house, who is my father. My father is Yitzchak. What do we know about Yitzchak? This is a classic idea, which is in a lot of Mamari Chassidus. By Yitzchak, it's written, Tzcheik Asali Elikim. Right? Sarah said, Tzcheik Asali Elikim Kol HaShemei Yitzchak Li Mim Meili Avraham Ali Debarim Sarah Ki Eladati Ben Leskunav. That when Yitzchak was born, there was an enormous amount of laughter in the world. They state, Yitzchak was born, the whole world was filled with joy, and the whole world was filled with laughter. And one of the aspects of this is that Sarah says, Tzcheik Asali Elikim, that means godliness made for me a laughter. And of course, the Diyuk is that it says Elikim, and not Havaya. So it's explained in Chassidus, Tzcheik, what makes Yitzchak laugh, Elikim, the darkness, the hell and vehest of the world, which he must then surmount and overcome, brings him to the state of laughter. And the same is true here, we talk about Tshuva, that a Tshuva comes into this world, not just to go back to the Eibishter, but to elevate the world, the Inyan of Tshuva, is connected to Vishafti B'Shalom Beis Avi, the house of Yitzchak, which is the Inyan of the joy of Birurim. Let's read it inside. The Yitzchak, Melashon Simcha V'Tainu, the word Yitzchak itself connotes joy and delight. Yadua, it is known. And by the way, footnote 137, he brings you several Mugadaka Maimorim with these same ideas of B'nishmeseim Shal Tzadikim, and the Baal Tshuva is higher than say that are discussed. Shatainuk Zeh, this delight, Hatainuk Shabetzchek, the delight which comes from laughter, whom Midav Chedesh Davke, it's only from something now. Or as I told you in the last Shir, Ashtik Elenayas, you're only laughing at a Chedesh. And of course, Mimari Chassidus, when they wander, bring this idea of Chedesh. The example that my mother brings is the example from the papagai, from the parrot that speaks the apology to the king that I explained at length yesterday. And when you have a chiddush, you laughed. You laugh. Ukidu, achinyina tshuva udavar chiddush. The whole concept of tshuva is to create a novelty. Where is the novelty? Al derech mashakosav Rambam. The Rambam writes, binyina tshuva kipshuta al avedas, that a person did avedas. And then he becomes a bal tshuva. Which means you stop doing avedas. Shamailas ha-tshuva, the advantage of tshuva is mitzad zeh. It's because of the fact, and this is a quote from Rambam, emesh ha-yezeh muvdal. Yesterday this man was separated. V'hayeh mu mudbuk b'shchina. Today he's attached to the Abish. There's a bunch of different expressions of the Rambam, both how far he was before and how close he is now. When a person does tshuva, they're so close to the Abish that that's called Tzchek Asalikim. The darkness, the hell of a hesed, the mistakes that they made, that they could have made, which they overcame, creates laughter. Lachain, therefore, Adei Yatshuv, Avedis Hatshuv, the work of Tshuv Nasatani, Tzchek Lamad, Hashem has delight, and Hashem laughs. And for those who don't know, in the Chassan and Maimir of the Rebbe, right, we have the Friedrich Rebbe's Chassan and Maimir, the Chodei, the Kavach, the Kabbalah, which he said by our Rebbe's wedding in the year Tov Reish, pay test that this year is 90 years ago, the 90th wedding anniversary. But of course, we also have the Maimon, which the Rebbe said in Toshin Yudal, 1954. He didn't say it, Yudal Kislev said a Maimon B'chol Banach. He said it in Elul, Chai Elul, Yud Gimel Elul of that year. And in the Rebbe's Maimon of Chodei Likas Kala, the Rebbe brings commentary on the Maimon of the Friedrich Rebbe. And if you're familiar with the Friedrich Rebbe's Maimon, he's trying to bring the idea of a parent going down to raise up a child. And he gives two examples. The first example is from a teacher who makes jokes and the students should laugh, so he's able to teach them. The other is from a father who bends down to raise up his child. The child plays with his beard and the whole thing. So when the Rebbe brings each one of these mishalim, the mashal of a rav, who makes his talmidim laugh, because he says, V'estachsichas chulin shal talmidi chachomim tzricha limud. And the Rava, Mikamei, the Pasach Bishmaites, Yosef, that in the Omer Milster Bedichas at Chilu Batcha Rabban, Levesef Yosef Be'emeso, Pasach Bishmaites, that he made a joke. So the Rebbe brings in the middle of the Rebbe that laughter, laughing, comes from Tainug, Aposhet, Ability, Murgash, Ability, Murk of Klav. People laugh today for kinds of silly reasons. We create artificial reasons to laugh. But the true idea of laughter is an expression of such an uninhibited joy that it comes from the very, very essence of the neshama. The Baal Tshuva brings out laughter. This delight by the Eibish that is greater than the delight of what a tzaddik could give him, because what a tzaddik gives him is not a chiddush. What a tzaddik gives him is expected. The tzaddik gives him is normal and orderly and within the box. What the Baal Tshuva gives him is a chiddush. Again, this is an expression from that same Rambam. In Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tshuva, that a Baal Tshuva is more beloved and more precious, even than a tzaddik. The primary delight on high is from the work of Tshuva. The primary work on high is my Vedas Tshuva, the work of Tshuva. So when does the Eibishta laugh? When a Yid does Tshuva. So the Rebbe says, the Baal Tshuva is Vishafti Vishalom Beis Avi. Now it stands to reason that Vishafti Vishalom Beis Avi should mean Avram Avinu's house. Because Avram Avinu is Chochmo and Yitzchak is only Bina. So that's why the simple title, as it says earlier in the Maimer, the simple title Vishafti Vishalom Beis Avi returns to Madreg of Avram Avinu, which is even higher than Beis Avi, than Be'er Shava and so on. But the Rebbe says it's also true that it can go on Yitzchak. And what's the logic of it going on Yitzchak? This mile of Tzchekas Ali Elikim. That's why tzaddikim are more by tshuva, more beloved than tzaddikim. The greatest light Hashem gets from avedas tshuva. The Eibishter gets much more pleasure from the avedas of the tshuva of a baal tshuva than avedas tzaddik. And I've told you the story before is a Yid whose name is Rav Yosef Ashkenazi. He's a young man who's written a number of Sfarim on stories of Chassidim. And one of the things that he did was he published a pamphlet called Bakodesh Pnima. He collected thoughts and verted that he heard from Reb Shalom Ganzberg, Shalom Ber Ganzberg, who had the schutz to live in the Rebbe's house for many, many, many years. He was very close to the Rebbe and the Rebbetzin, very close. And he had many experiences, and this younger man collected all of these experiences, and then he told him that he's publishing them for his wedding, and he asked Reb Shalom to look it over. He gave him a choice. So at the time, I went up to Reb Shalom Ganzberg, and I asked him, did he look it over? He said, they looked over every single word. In other words, if it's going to come out, it might as well come out kosher. And one of the verted, and this sefer is very, very interesting. Ubahagdama, that the way this sefer works, the pnim of the sefer, the book itself, is the experience that Shalom Ganzberg had with the Rebbe. On the bottom, there's footnotes. Most of those footnotes are from Rabbi Yosef Ashkenazi's father, the former Rav of Kfar Chabad, Harav Mordechai Shmuel Ashkenazi, the Kfar Chabad Rav. That besides the fact that he was a Gaon Olam, he was a big Talmud Chacham, he was also a big Baal Maise. So what's the story? It's a very interesting story, and it's a bit unnerving. The story is that at Tufshin and Beis, a few months before the stroke, Shalom Ganzberg was in the Rebbe's room in 770. And the Rebbe was pacing. And the Rebbe was saying to himself, rhetorically, I was born on a Friday, he said. And people who are born on Friday never finish what they start. What have I achieved? This is what he's saying. He's saying to himself. So Shalom was very disturbed by the Rebbe saying this. So he says to the Rebbe made Balei Tshuva. It made many Balei Tshuva. And the Rebbe was immediately placated. It was the right answer. So you have the story in the Sefer. And at the bottom you have a footnote. That exactly the same thing happened at Tzemach Tzedek. The Tzemach Tzedek was asking himself, where am I going? What did I achieve? So someone was in his room, it says who, but I don't remember, suggested you have someone in Chedush Teira, and he was Mavatlet. Nah, it's not a good reckoning of a life. You have someone in Yidnu, Isaac, and Avedis Atfila. It's not a good reckoning of a life. You built yeshivas, until someone told him, V'rabim Heshiv Meyovim, that you brought many people to do tshuva. When they said Virab Meshem Yovin, he was happy. And I mean, the fact of the matter is, look at the Tzion of the Rebbe, the Friedrich Rebbe, the Rebbe, there's not a lot of words. The Matzeva doesn't have a lot, very, very few words. But one of the few things that's written on the Matzeva is Virab Meshem Yovin. Because making Balei Tshuva is the greatest thing possible. Like the story with the Alter Rebbe and the Mezitcher Magid, which the Rebbe once told at length by Fabrengen, that the Mezitcher Magid was an incredible tzaddik. And he was a madrech and a mashpia to all the tzaddikim of Chassidus of his generation. But there was something precarious, uncertain about his generation, about his nesiyas. In the words of the Alter Rebbe, was gleich to mir zum Rebbe, you cannot compare me to my Rebbe. Ich hab doch eisig given in Balei Tshuva. I made Balei Tshuva, the Magid didn't. But you take a Yid who's been distanced from Elokus, and you bring him closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this Iker HaTainug L'mayla, the greatest delight that the Eibishter gets is from this. Which explains also, Masha Balei Tshuva Tzeik V'nena Miyad. The Balei Tshuva cries out, he's answered right away. Beklal, you know the word that Tshuva is a mitzvah which has no zman, right? The Lashon the Rebbe would often use is B'shaita Chod or B'rigi Chod. The Tshuva you can do in an instant. There's a famous story with the Friedrich Rebbe, I believe. And I think the Rebbe told the story. The Friedrich was on a train in Germany. He was going back either to Latvia or to Poland. And the Rebbe, our Rebbe, was on the train with the Friedrich Rebbe, and he was seeing him off. So as the Rebbe was sitting on the train, some of the Rabbonim of Deutschland, some of the Rabbonim of whatever city it was, Berlin or whatever it was, were on the train, seeing the Rebbe off. And of course, we know that the Germans are very precise and very exact. So one of them looked at his wristwatch, and he said, Nach geblieben eine Minute, there's 1 minute left. So the Friedrich Rebbe retorted, you can chap arayin and do tshuva, because tshuva takes no time. And again, the Rebbe's expression was, b'shaita chado b'rigya chado, tshuva can happen in an instant. And of course, the other aspect of this, or the deeper truth of this is, not the pshat that tshuva can happen in a moment, but that tshuva reverses the clock. Tshuva turns back the clock. Tshuva can change yesterday. This person does tshuva mi'av rabba. person does tshuva from love, it's not only that the aveda is broken, mikano lahabo, like hafaras nadarim, but the aveda is untied, like as if he never had it in the first place, like ataras nadarim. It's a retroactive thing. It works backwards. That's the keach tshuva, that it can fix lamaylam and azman. So the first idea is that it can fix in virtually no time. It doesn't take any time to do tshuva. Moreover, it can even correct the past. So we see by tshuva the inyan that there's no zman. And I've told you the story before. It's a moedin de kamaise. You know that apichsidis, the pnimius of refuah is tshuva, where the chitzenius of tshuva is refuah. The physical example for the idea of tshuva is healing, is medicine. And the Rebbe has a sikhis where he brings that Rogat Shavit. The Rogat Shavit says that there's two types of medicine. There's a medicine which heals a person that they're no longer sick. But a medicine that heals a person that they're no longer sick doesn't take away the scars of the ailments from before. The earlier ailments remain. The scars of the earlier ailments remain, but going forward, you're healthy. And then the Rogat Shavit said there's an unusual type of medicine. It's connected to the Pasuk in Parshas B'Shalach. Kol ha-machlo asher samti b'mitzrayim l'yosam alecha k'ni avay reifecho, that it heals in such a way that as if you were never sick. So the Rebbe brings this, and he ties this in to the idea of hataras nadarim and hafaras nadarim. A person makes a vow, and it's broken, so the fact that they made the vow originally is still true, which is broken at a certain point. When you untie a vow, it's as if you never made it all together. So there's a story. I heard the story from my Malamich, my Rebbe. His name was Rabbi Fuchs, Oliver Sholem, that I had the great schus. Whenever I would see him, he would stop and he would talk to me, tell me a story. He was an incredibly humble man, unbelievably humble man. And he told me the following story, that in Poland, they had a yeshiva, and at a certain point during the 30s, a Yid managed to sneak out of Russia and come to Poland. His name was Berel Kurnitzer. Berel Garfinkel was his family name. He came from the city of Kurnitz. Like all the chassidim, he was known by the name of his city, Berel Kurnitzer. Now the story of Berel Kurnitzer was that he was an elderly man. He must have been in his 30s or 40s, and he was a bachelor. He never got married. And the reason was he was diagnosed with tuberculosis, and he saw himself as a time bomb. One day he's just going to keel over and be gone. So he didn't want to get married because he didn't want to bring duress to the person he would marry. Because of his tuberculosis, he had all kinds of symptoms. He needed certain foods. He needed citrus fruit. He needed cream. Foods were very difficult to get in Poland at that time. And Chana, the previous Rebbe's oldest daughter, Gerari, Chana Gerari, who had a chush in helping people and nurturing people, would go out of her way to provide him with all of those needs, with cream and citrus fruits. So she was frequently visiting him, Berel Kurnitzer. She comes in to him one day, and he tells her, I had a dream, I saw your father, the Friedrich Rebbe. And in the dream, the Friedrich Rebbe said to me, which is a pasuk, of course, in Yeshaya, I think. And he tells her, I remember it. Imagine a chassid should have a dream and see a Rebbe, and the Rebbe should say, "Amay mechsidus," and he should have it. Fan amayzim mit the tzemach tzedek and the feta yosala tzemach tzedek at yoga had the maimer the feta yosala nishga had the maimer. Though it's not amayzim from tmimim, from ein dar tzedek, was from gahad the maimer. Vein kan amokam laharach bazeh. So she went back to her father, and she told her father, "I was by battle, and I brought him what he needed to help him with his illness, and he told me that he saw you." He saw the Rebbe, he saw my father, and the Rebbe said, "Amay min afeinu l'shem v'irafi." So the Friedrich Rebbe says to her, "Erha the Maimir." He remembers the Maimir. So she answered, "Erha the Maimir." He remembers the Maimir. So the Rebbe said, "Eba zeh zolagei nocham olzum doctor." If that's the case, let him go to the doctor again. So he went back to the doctor, and they took x-rays, and the tuberculosis was gone. Heshtamai said the tuberculosis was gone. The doctors couldn't believe it because they had diagnosed him. They'd taken earlier x-rays. They knew what was wrong with him. So they took out the old x-ray. Listen to this. They took out the old x-ray, the previous x-ray, and the tuberculosis was gone from the previous x-ray also. But the Rebbe said a maimed. If he had the maimed, he was never sick. Not he wasn't sick anymore. He was never sick. This is a moiridika maisa. This is what the Rebbe said, that the Rogachava writes, that there's a type of refuah she'ein eshchiach. The Rebbe writes it in the Sichas about Nedarim. And there's a kind of medicine which is not widely practiced and known, that it doesn't only heal, that it removes your symptom, but it leaves a scar. But you were never sick altogether, never sick in the first place. And this is an avoid of the difference between tshuva meyira and tshuva meyahava. The lower level of fear, the lower level of tshuva affects that the sin is no longer. The higher level of tshuva, the sin never existed in the first place. It's the higher kind of tshuva. And this means the idea that tshuva happens in almost no time. Moreover, it can reverse time. It can set back. It can reverse what was yesterday. And this is what the Rebbe now says. The Baal tshuva cries out and he's answered immediately. Moreover, and I want you to know these psukim are from the Rambam, Hilchos Tshuva Perek Zayin. The Rebbe is quoting these Rambam. Look in footnote 140 and 141 and 139. That the Rambam brings this idea that a tshuva is a ohov and a chokhma and a nechma and a yedid, a bunch of lashaynas of endearment. And terem yikrov anan, he's answered before he even asks, that agam shall be seder, notwithstanding that according to seder. Now remember what I told you earlier. On page Ayin Hey, that Seder is associated with Tzaddikim, Maine Bola Acharayakriya. You want an answer, you have to ask. But by a Baal Tshuva, it could be Terem Ikrav and Yenek, Ya Tainuk, Shalamayla, the delight that the Eibishter gets, or to use the language of the Pasuk, the laughter that comes from the Kuz. When a Yid does Tshuva, Habo Meyachidish, the Avedis HaTshuva, which happens from novelty, but you're doing Tshuva, Peil Chidish. It affects the novelty, parenthesis, Hepech HaSeder. Again, you see the word Seder, against order. Gam lamayla, even on high, terem yikrov aniyena, that the person is answered before he even asks. Says the Rebbe, this is the pshat, the taka b'min nimlach b'nish meseyim shel tzadikim. When the Eibishter created a world, there was a design, and there was a will, which has to do with seder and tzadik. So he consulted with the tzadik, because that's order, that's normal, but there's also something called chiddush. Chiddush means something which Kvayachal was not included in the divine plan, and nevertheless, Ayid delivers it. And that's the Maila Satchuv. That's the closest Inyan. Okay, now remember, we way back when we started with the idea of Tshuva in the person and Tshuva in the world, we'll get to that all later. Sif Tezayin. Okay, that's on Sif Tezayin. Vihine. Iker HaChiddush HaGeire Matanik Vatzeik Shalomayla. When you say that when a person does tshuva, it's called a chiddush. It's outside of the kvayachol plan that the Eibishter had when he created the world, because the plan was for b'mi nimlech b'nish meseim shel tzadikim seder, and this is tshuva, which is a shtikel and nayis. It's chiddush. It's outside that seder, and we also brought v'shafti b'shalom beis avi, which means Avraham Avinu, and it also means Yitzchak, because of the principle of tzchek asaliyah lekim, as I explained to you a couple of minutes ago. So the Rebbe says, this tshuva, which causes the laughter lamaila because of the lekim, because of the halom ha'ester, ikir ha'chidush ha'gedem ha'tenig v'atzchek shel maila, the primary novelty, which is affecting the delight and the laughter on high, hu ha'chidush she'nase beguv v'nefesh ha'bamis. It's when the novelty doesn't happen in your neshama, it happens in your body and your animal soul. And you'll see how the maima is going to go. There's the tshuva of the neshama, there's the tshuva of guf and nefesh habamis, there's the tshuva of the physical things involved in Torah and mitzvahs, and there's going to be the tshuva of the things of b'chol d'rochecha de'eyu, kol ma'asecha yiyu l'shem shamayim b'chol d'rochecha de'eyu. And every later tshuva is going to be a bigger chiddush, you understand? And he explains, b'hainu, sha tshuva the nefesh alakis. You should know the neshama also has tshuva. The neshama also has tshuva. Now, when you say the neshama has tshuva, it's a weird thing. Why? We just said that tzaddikim are the opposite of tshuva. So what's the vart of the neshama's tshuva bracket? Mashagam b'nidos alamata. The neshama comes down into this world. Parenthesis, gambis managolos, moreover, times of golos. He esekes b'teiru mitzvahs, it engages in teiru mitzvahs. Vafilu, moreover, zeshagam masayos and yon yereshusu l'shem shamayim. Vad be'eif into the eyo, that this yid, as he's down here in this world, as he finds himself in golos, his teiru and mitzvahs, and his Ma'asecho, which is l'shem shamayim, ezrechecha de'eyu, is all chid, it's all tshuva. It's all tshuva. Now the only way to explain how you could speak about the neshama doing tshuva is you're talking about the neshama of a beinani. Remember, The Maimer Chazal is b'min nimlach b'nishmaseim shal tzadikim. The opposite of a tzaddik is a bal tshuva. A beinoni is not a tzaddik, not a bal tshuva. A beinoni is not a tzaddik because he has to struggle over his yetzer hara. And a beinoni is not a bal tshuva because he has not done aveiros. And of course, the Teretz says this is taket pelek lamedal, Tanya chapter 31, where the Alter Rebbe discusses this idea of gufei nivzav nimas be'ene of simchas etia simchas anefesh levada. If you want to serve Hashem, your body and your worldly involvements have to be nivzav ve'ene, to be disgusted with it. And your spiritual involvement that means neshama, there should be a lot of simcha. So the Alter Rebbe discusses in Peidik Lamed Alf in chapter 31, Amoid in the Kavar. He says every Jew at every moment of his life has two choices. Every one of us at every moment of our life has two choices. One of those choices is called Itzavin Haguf, to be depressed and sad about the fact that we have a body. And the other of those choices is called Simchas HaNefesh, the joy of the soul. Now, of course, by Tzadikim, you wouldn't say that. Especially perfect Tzadikim, because perfect Tzadikim don't have Itzavin Haguf. Veistach tzaddik oichel seven nafshal. That brings the Perek of Tess. That by tzaddikim, by Hillel, the guf is called besar Adam, not besar Evan, leva Evan. By tzaddikim, the guf is holy, the neshama is certainly holy. So by tzaddikim, you wouldn't say tshuva at all. A beinoni didn't do any aveiros, but a beinoni is affected by his guf as nefesh abahamis, mishcha dechivir, holds him back. And he feels depressed, he feels disturbed by the inhibition, by the containment that the body and the animal soul impose on him, on the beinoni, and it's depressing. So the Alter Rebbe says, "V'zeis tia kol avedosei, avedosei kol yomav," that every minute of your day, instead of being sad about the fact that your body and animal soul is in conflict with your relationship with the Eibishter, you should be happy about doing tshuva. How do you do tshuva? By doing learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. Tshuva ma'asim teva. Which means you're not just learning Torah and doing mitzvahs to pay bills, because I have obligations, I have to meet an obligation. You're learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, v'shava al-cheik avia ken yoreh, to bring the Torah back to Hashem. So the beinoni, never did any aveiros, also has tshuva. What's the tshuva? I can be sad and depressed and frustrated by my body and animal soul, and instead I'm rejoicing in the opportunity I have to learn Torah and do mitzvahs every minute and every second, because it redeems my neshama from the guf and the nefesh abamis. This is a tshuva of the neshama, you see? The tshuva of the neshama, because it's affected by the guf of the nefesh abahamis in the case of the beinoni. Says the Rebbe, four lines into Sif Tezayin, Eine Chidish Kol Kach. That's not such a novelty. Mikivin Shalakus Be'etzem Mehusa. Since the neshama by itself is godliness, and of course the translation of the word Be'etzem Mehusa means in its own substantive relationship with itself. Ubamela, when the neshama returns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even the neshama has to fight with the guf and the Shabbam is mishcha dechivya, and because of golus and so on, and it's frustrating, and nevertheless he's besimcha in returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Rebbe, Mela ein bazeh tainu kol kach, it's not as delightful. The Rebbe is not going to say that the tshuva of a neshama to overcome the guf of the Nefesh HaBahamis is not the union of chidish, of tshuva, which is beyond the parameters of the b'min nimlach, b'nish b'tzeim, shal tzadikim we talked about before. But to call it a chidish, like the tshuva of the body and the animal soul itself, in other words, not how I'm redeeming the neshama from the entrapment in the body and the soul, but how I'm elevating my body and animal soul, which is really discussed, not in chapter 31, Peidek Lamed Aleph, but in chapter 37, Peidek Lamed Zayin, with Alter Rebbe discusses how Dira B'Tachtonim affects Chalkei Be'elam, that's a real chiddush. And I'm reading on, Ve'ikir Hatainug Shalamayla, the primary supernal delight, delight on high, Hashem's pleasure, is Me'achidush Shanasa B'Guf V'Nefesh B'Hamas Guf. When not only am I doing tshuva by giving my neshama back to the Eibishter, I'm doing tshuva by elevating B'Guf V'Nefesh B'Hamas, my body and my animal soul, that this gives the Eibishter an even greater Tainug and Nachas Ruach. And of course, beyond this, you're going to have not only are you giving the Eibishter your guf and nefesh abamis, you're giving the Eibishter your chalkei be'elam. And I guess I should say this. This is the difference between chapter 35 and 37 in the Sefer Tanya Kadisha. In Peidek Lamed Hey, the Alter Rebbe discusses the tshuva, the Dira B'Tachtonim, where you bring godliness to your body and animal soul. And in Peidek Lamed Zayin, he talks about the Dira B'Tachtonim, where you bring bittul and godliness to the world around you. And this is not talking yet about the world around you. It's just not talking about the neshama anymore, which is Tanya Pedek Lamed Aleph, and this is Tanya Pedek Lamed Hey, the elevation of the goof. Hein be'even this hapcha devedes a tzaddik. And when it comes to the body, even a tzaddik does it, because he's doing his hapcha. And I want to insert again that you can't say by a tzaddik that his neshama can do tshuva, because the neshama is not separate from the Eibishter. By a benyan, you can say the neshama do tshuva, because the goof is malam master. But at least by a tzaddik, you can say there's a tshuva in the goof, because the din of his hapcha. Like it says in the Perek of Zayin, v'hein be'even deskafia de'avodas ha'benyanim. And moreover, there's the avodah of the struggle of the avodah of a benyani, that the avodah of the benyani with the guf and the nefesh of Hamis is tshuva, and it's a bigger chiddush of tshuva than the return of the neshama to the Eibishter. This is the tshuva of the guf and the nefesh of Hamis. Shem shnei meaning nuchas ruach. It's two types of pleasure. Matam loshem rab. Like it says in Tanya Perek of Zayin, chapter 27, says the Rebbe Tainug Zeh, the idea that Hashem gets pleasure from tshuva. Let's talk it over again. There's the pleasure day, which he gets from the tshuva of the neshama. And then there's the pleasure day, which he gets from the tshuva of the guf. And in this itself, there's the madrega of the tzaddik, which is his hapcha, and the madrega of the benni, which is his kafya. Unayliyes, it is higher, me'atayinuk, shavetas ha-neshama, than the pleasure that Hashem gets, what the neshama does, gami avetas ha-tshuva, shal ha-neshama, even more than the tshuva of the neshama. Okay, my Azeh, like it says, and Azeh brought in so many places in Tanya. Of course, we know it most emphatically from the Maimer Basi Legani, Kadeskafia Vizhapcha Sitrachra. When one bends, he doesn't only bend, but he also transforms Sitra Achra the other side, which is David of Birudim, Istalik Yikar, the Kutcha Birich, causes a radiation and an expansion. The Rebbe says in his Maimorim and Sichas that the meaning of the word Istalkos is Gili Bebechinus Remimus, which translates in English, basically, into a revelation of godliness, which is everywhere the same, which is uniform, bekula alma in all the worlds. Sha'eid anim shach, the light which we bring down, ades kafiyah vizhapcha, which in our mind would be called tshuva, is eir shalamayla me'akeilim, it's light which is above vessels. Shalachein nikra b'shem istalik, which is why it's called histalkos, it's hovering above the keli, because if it goes into the keli, it goes into every keli differently. When it goes into all the kelim equally, because it's above the kelim, it's called histalkos. And this is accomplished through tshuva. And not just tshuva of the neshama, but tshuva of the guf and nefesh habamis. On the pasuk v'shafti b'shalom beisavi, page ayin ches now. Shehu leg, yina tshuva de nefesh alakis. This is not the tshuva of the godly soul. Kima tshuva diskafia v'shapcha desitra achra chashechel en heirim. It's the tshuva of transforming darkness to light, and specifically the body and the animal soul. The laughter and the delight of on high, which is what brings us back al base of Yitzchok to our father's house, which is Yitzchok Malashon Tzchek v'Tainug, is the chid v'ikra deyes kafya v'ezhab. So Rabbeisai, we have two ideas of tshuva already, right? First of all, we have the basic idea, b'minim lech b'nesh meseim shal tzadikim, the gishmak that the Eibishter gets in Avedas HaTzadikim, which is Seder, the Chiddush of Tshuva, and the first Tshuva is the Tshuva of the Nefesh HaLakis, and the second Tshuva is the Tshuva of the Guf of the Nefesh HaBahamis. And Mitzvah Shem, in the next year, we're going to, I hope, to learn the next three pages, Yudzayin, Yichad, Yitzes, and Chof. We're going to talk about the Tshuva, not just of the person's Neshama and the person's Guf and Nefesh HaBahamis, but Chelki Be'elam through Teda and Mitzvahs, and Chelki Be'elam in Kol Ma'asecha, Yil, Hashem, Shamayim, and behold the rachecha de'eyu.